This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is it harder?
Yeah.
I mean, was I not supposed to laugh at that? I mean, it's kind of hard to tell with your mask on, so I didn't know if you were serious. It's a bit harder to prepare with a first year quarterback.
Man, the week that it has been. I love that McCarthy is at least still having a little bit of fun. You know, instead of being this miserable grouch snapping at everyone, he's able to still have a laugh even though things are tough. His whole team is hurt. And that can't even touch the top three moments of the week between what happened yesterday with the media member with the God and McCarthy's Jesus. Someone didn't like that question. Then you had the Tabasco and then Jerry, of course, telling us to shut up on Tuesday.
It has to. You got to have laughter in that. When everything's collapsing around me, I have to laugh about it. That's the only way I get through the day.
All right, Mike McCarthy joins us every Friday at this time here on Sean and RJ, your home of the Dallas Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Doing well. Good morning, Sean and RJ.
Coach, is Ben DiNucci getting the start Sunday, or you're still waiting to see with Andy Dalton in protocol?
Well, Andy's still in the protocol, so we'll see where he is today. He was in all the meetings yesterday, so that's definitely a step in the right direction. But we're preparing. We're preparing as if Ben's going to get the start.
How do you do that? No practice all week for a player, and all of a sudden he's ready to go. Like, if he is ready to go Sunday morning, do you just throw him in there?
Well, no, I think you have to make that decision on Saturday. I mean, that's part of the strength of a, Saturday practice schedule, because you still have the opportunity. I've been through it in the past with Aaron Rodgers, where if he, had something that he was battling through the week, we would load up the Saturday practice, a little more than normal, just to make sure he would get what he needs to be ready for the game Sunday.
What can DiNucci, handle? How raw is he as a quarterback?
Well, I don't think it's, he's ready to play an NFL game. He's exercising a game plan to beat the Philadelphia Eagles, and that's really what the focus is. But, I mean, the obvious answer to the question is, he's never played an NFL game. I mean, he didn't have a preseason. Everything we're doing is off of practice. That's why the speed of practice and the intensity of practice is so important. His urgency and the pressure, the blitz periods. And so you just try to facilitate that, just to make sure he's ready to go. And he's a confident young man. And he can throw the ball around the football field. So, I mean, he has a lot of tools to work with.
Is that the scouting report, Coach? Big arm, confidence, swagger. That's what the guys were saying yesterday. Is that what you've seen with him so far in the limited time?
I think that's consistent. And I think, frankly, more importantly, it's coming from his teammates. So, I think without a doubt, we have a good plan. And regardless if it's Andy or Ben in there, we need to go there Sunday night to win the game.
Mike McCarthy joining us here at 105 through the Fan. Considering all the things you've said, that he's never had a preseason game, never played an NFL game, how do you have to personally adjust your expectations for what you want to see on Sunday, or what you see for the team overall?
I mean, that's a very fair question, but I don't allow myself to think that way. I mean, it's a team game. We all understand. We unfortunately we've had a lot of practice that you know, multiple injuries to starters, and you know, but the reality is people have to step up. The next guy steps in, and you know, he has to play to his level of expectation, but the other people around him have to step up. So I mean, we've had to deal with this every single week so far this year. So you know, hopefully we're adjusting and able to handle the changes, you know, better as we move forward.
Coach, what have you seen from the Eagles season that you can obviously tell us? Obviously not asking for any secrets. They've been banged up, it seems like, as much as you guys. What have you kind of seen from the Eagles season as they progress throughout the year?
I think you've stated it. I mean, they started out, you know, early banged up, and you know, obviously their efficiency and production wasn't what it is today. So, you know, I think they're really starting to come on here the last 2 weeks. They're getting players back. You know, the win against the Giants was a good football game. You know, I had a chance to watch some of it live and obviously watch it through the cut-ups and the film studies. So, it's, you know, like I said, they're getting healthy, and they got confidence coming off of that win.
Coach, does it feel like it's a little extra something this week? They're our rival. I don't know how rivalries work in sports anymore, whether it's more of a fan and a media thing or the players like really get up for it, even your days back in the NFC North. Does it feel any different from the players of the locker room with the Eagles, or is that just more of a media and fan thing?
No, it has to. And this is, you know, this is the first time through it. With us, you know, as far as each team, you know, last week, the history of the Redskins and the Cowboys, the Washington Football Club and the Cowboys, and then, you know, now the intensity of the Philadelphia game. So, but, you know, I think anytime you have as much change as we've encountered, you really pull more of your focus inward, which is healthy, which is always needed, whether you know you win or you don't. So it's important to recognize this, because you know obviously that they recognize it, and there's always extra energy and emphasis that's brought into these division games, and especially when there's a rivalry involved.
Do you have any special Eagle fan stories from your days in Pennsylvania, or you were on the good side with Pittsburgh?
Well, I mean, one thing you definitely you know, learned growing up in Pittsburgh was you didn't like Philadelphia. It's just kind of part of the deal. You know, the west side of the state versus the east side of the state. And so, frankly, this is there's probably kids listening to this, so I really don't have any stories I can share.
Mike McCarthy joins us here, 105.3 The Fan. A lot of us, we have talked about this all week. The reaction to the hit on Andy Dalton, but not necessarily getting into that, but we have asked, is there a leadership issue? Is there an effort issue with the team? Have you seen those things come to fruition?
I'm not sure how you're asking as far as how it pertains to the hit with Andy. I mean, leadership is obviously something you're always trying to develop on your football team, and frankly, from the head coach position, I'm always looking for opportunities to develop leadership. It doesn't work when you just assign it. It only goes so far. That's frankly one of the reasons why I do, you know, game captains. So it gives three people each week to be recognized in that role, and as it continues to grow and the opportunities come with it, it'll grow. And I think we have to be honest, you know, a high amount of our leadership's in the training room right now. I mean, it's good to see those guys. When you walk in there, as you go down the training room wall, you have Dak on one table, and you have, you know, Blake Jarwin, and LC's in there now, and you know, you got a lot of key guys in there. So, so the leadership part of it, I think you're seeing our team, when other guys are having a chance to step up and grow, and frankly, it's only going to be better moving forward, because when those guys come back, you don't have enough leadership. So I think the hit on Andy, I think you see young linemen running to his aid, you know, and that's, you know, that's something that we all understand, recognize, and have spoken about.
Mike McCarthy, Cowboys head coach, every single week with us right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coach, when you – I'm not asking for specifics on the guys you guys released, but when you guys cut players who may have bigger names, do you buy into the, well, this can send a message throughout the locker room, or this can get guys more focused because it's a surprising release or a surprising cut? Is there anything to that, like we like to talk about on talk shows, sending a message with a player release or a big transaction?
Frankly, I just think it's life in general. Anytime there's a change, maybe a change that people, some agree with, some don't agree with, the people take a step back, it brings a light of focus to that particular area, you know, whether it's anything in your life, in any business. So that's no different in professional football, you know, whether it's a coaching change, a player change, or any type of change. You know, it's everybody sits up a little taller and makes sure that they're, you know, checking their P's and Q's and make sure they're doing their job. I think it's a very, very natural reaction to change.
Mike, when you look at the rest of the season moving forward, you know, you can use this as a time to evaluate players. How do you balance the evaluation process looking at these guys for next year with a chance to win a division, maybe with 6 or 7 wins? How do you balance the two?
I mean, the reality is you're evaluating all the time, but the main focus is to win. I mean, this is all about winning, and when you don't, it's frankly, the longer you're in this league, the harder it is. I mean, that's the one part that, you know, having a year off and coming back, it's just gut wrenching, and you know, you don't sleep and all those things that go with it. So, our focus is on winning, and that'll never change. But the evaluation process is always going on, you know, and you know, every opportunity that you have as far as your job responsibility, in my particular here as the head coach, I spend a lot of time, you know, with Jerry, Steven, and Will talking about personnel. So it's evaluation is constant, ongoing, and that's important because, you know, it isn't like, oh, we got to go sit and have, you know, a big meeting to make, you know, big decisions. You know, you're working on those decisions and that process all the time.
How has Jerry been throughout this year, Coach? Different from what you expected, what you had heard? How has the interactions with Jerry been throughout the year?
Oh, Jerry's been very consistent, you know, and that's one thing that, you know, from the people that I talked to before coming here is you know, he's right there with you. He's consistent. You know, he has great energy every day that you're around. So, you know, I've enjoyed working with Jerry and Steven. So, they're very, very driven, obviously. You know, they operate from a high-intensity, positive, you know, energy source, and that's the way I look at it. So I've enjoyed working with both those guys.
Did you happen to hear about our little dust-up on Tuesday? And if so, did you have our back and tell Jerry, those are my guys Friday morning? Let's not have any radio fights moving forward?
Absolutely not. So I just no, I'm just kidding. But I heard about it, but I didn't realize it. I didn't realize it was you two guys. Is that right?
Yeah,
we're so contentious.
That was us.
You guys
coach,
are still mad about it?
No.
It's love like Jerry.
Absolutely, it's like the plane. What's said on the field stays on the field, right?
Yeah.
What's said in the arena stays there. Unfortunately, maybe that's not the case there.
That's right. Did you give Mike Nolan a hard time for the Tabasco?
Well, you know, I heard about it later in the day, and it was actually in the evening, and we were in the middle of talking about football, and I just said, hey, was that true? What, you got Tabasco in your eye? He goes, yeah. I go, oh, okay. like really? You know, so I didn't really go any further than that, but. I'll tell you what, there's been a few things this week that just when you think you've seen it all this week, there's always something new that happens, no doubt.
Did you find out the media member from yesterday?
I mean, do you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, why are you asking me then?
Well, I was asking if you knew who it was. He comes on the fan.
I'm focused on winning the game. I don't get caught up in that. So. That's your
All right,
job.
Coach.
Those are your talking points.
Coach. We appreciate it. Thank you, as always. Enjoy the rest of your day, and good luck Sunday night.
Well, I appreciate it. Take care. You guys have a good weekend.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.